I mean, it's kind of just getting to the rhythm, being a part of the team, and it's kind of died down a little bit, but it's still, obviously, it's been nice to have fans and the support. Definitely rather have it that way than you know, none at all.
Jared, I know you're getting your feet wet out here. How's it been like for you picking up on the offense and making plays? How do you feel out there on the football field?
I feel good. Obviously, there's a lot to learn still, but, you know, I think I picked it up pretty well for the most part. Obviously, there's some things to keep improving on, but, you know, I think I picked up most of the offense. You know, we'll keep putting them in, obviously, as we go through the OTAs, but it's been good so far.
That's not a small task picking up that playbook, is it? Tell us a little bit about
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You need a lot of checks. You know, you have to learn, you know, every position basically. So I think that helps me just because that's how I like to learn offense anyways. I like to know what everybody does. So obviously it's a little bit more work, but I think it helps you in the end.
Rookie camp's one thing. Now the full team OTAs catching passes from Aaron. What's that all like?
I mean, it's good. You know, being out there with the vets, it's kind of nice to be able to compete against them. You know, the rookie OTA or whatever the camp was good just because you got to kind of experience it and you kind of knew what was going to, you know, happen during OTAs. But now that OTAs are here, it's really nice to just have the whole team here and just being able to compete against not only your position group but just the DBs and the rest of the team.
What's that wide receiver room like? Who do you go to for advice or who takes you under your wing?
I mean, they're all good, to be honest. You know, it's a really good group of guys. You know, I wouldn't say there's, you know, one guy or another guy that I go to. It's everybody helps each other out. I'm trying to be a better group, and so it's been great to be a part of that.
Jared, about what you expected so far, any surprises so far, both on or off the field?
I mean, you know, going into it, I didn't really have, you know, too many expectations just because I didn't want to. I mean, I guess you don't really know until you get here what it's all about. So I've just been enjoying every moment and just, you know, rolling with the punches and just keep working and getting better.
Pass two more.
Jared, do you want to seize the opportunity as a return guy? Would you like to, you know, have a elevated role there?
I mean, honestly, I do whatever they want me to, but I love returning the ball. That's something I've done at Wisconsin, and so if they ask me to do that, you know, I'd love to do that.
Is that something where you feel maybe you could get a leg up maybe on the competition or whatever if you have as, you know, versatile skills there?
I mean, I definitely think that will help, but it's just more about, you know, helping this team out. So, you know, whatever helps the team out, I'm willing to do.
Jared, what's the feel of competition with all these receivers in camp and obviously some of the more talented veterans on this team?
I mean, it's great. Competition brings the best out of you, brings the best out of a team. And so I think it's good for me, good for the rest of the guys to have that competition. Keeps you trying to strive for perfection, and that's something that, especially the receiver room, that's something that we really try to do.